Welcome to The Positivity Effect, where paying it forward and doing something positive in someone's life can provide them with the confidence and motivation to do the same for someone else. Like a stone dropped into a lake, let's create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world. And it begins with your host, Dr. Thomas Retscher.
Hey, what's up, guys? Dr. Tom here, and you're listening to The Positivity Effect, episode number 39, Disconnect Every Day, with the host and content creator of Zestology.com, Tony Wrighton. With more than 20 years of experience broadcasting, Tony brings powerful interviews now to help build vitality into our lives through his platform and podcast, Zestology. Yesterday, we learned a little bit about Tony and how his mission with Zestology really was born. Today, we're going to talk again with Tony about unplugging from technology, some tips to build vitality into our lives, the importance of tracking something, like looking when we're looking to, for example, improve our vitality, why it's so important to track that. And also just the importance of fun and why you know having fun in our lives on a daily basis is so important for our lives, for our vitality. Guys, if you're loving the show, please connect with me. I'm on all the major social media outlets, but lately I've been enjoying Snapchat. Just search T Retscher. Also, if you can leave me an honest review on iTunes just to let me know how I'm doing, it's greatly appreciated. So here now is Tony Wrighton. Tony, what's up? Welcome back. Day two.
Hey, good to be back. Yeah, thank you very much for having me on 2 days in a row.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it was, we should go three, but we're going to have everybody wait. Maybe we'll have you coming back in like 6 months.
Do you really want like everyone switching off at once?
So awesome, man. It's just been a pleasure connecting with you. And we ended yesterday talking about just literally the cliffhanger of Tony, you know, your podcast. Zestology. And you asked me an interesting question too. We were talking about just as hosts, you know, the value we get. And you said, Tom, you know, what is the value you provide to me? And you know, you really have provided a lot of value already. So let's just share with myself, share with the listeners, you know, Zestology, and let's talk about what is the, you know, the purpose and your mission behind Zestology.
Well, as I explained yesterday, I got ill. I had 3 months off work. I had fatigue-related symptoms. I was pretty much suffering from chronic fatigue, although they don't actually use the word chronic until someone's been suffering with symptoms for 6 months or longer. And thank goodness that wasn't me, because I started to get back to full fitness. And I decided while I was off work that if I got back to full fitness, I would start a podcast based on principles of learning how people do things well to find out how people can live life with energy, vitality, and motivation. So that's the podcast, been going almost a year and a half now. We've got some, you know, pretty big name guests on, about 50% from the UK and about 50% from the US, finding out how people live with more energy. Because really, energy is like the bedrock of success and motivation as well. On a day that you wake up and you feel good, you feel like you can just achieve anything. But on a day when you feel a little bit sluggish, or your stomach's hurting, or you've got a headache, or you're just not feeling it, or something's made you upset or angry, that's when you don't have the energy, and that's when you don't get very much done. So that's the kind of the principle of the show.
And you know, it's interesting, because Tony, like, just being completely honest myself, you know, I do this show, I do the Positivity Effect, and you know, just my, you know, talking about my health, you know, I think I'm a pretty healthy guy, but I'll be honest with you, you know, it's very tough sometimes for me to wake up in the morning, and I've been trying to, definitely in 2016, that's been one of my goals.
Well, you work pretty hard, right? I mean, you hang on, you do Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you're a doctor, right?
And Saturday.
And what hours do you do on those days?
So during the week, it's pretty much like a 9 to 5, 9 to 6, and I have an hour commute too. So sometimes I'm not home until 7:30.
So you're leaving at 8, and you're not getting home until 7:38.
Yes,
that's insane. And then on a Tuesday, you're recording podcasts.
I'm positivity affecting it up.
And what hours are you doing on a Tuesday?
Pretty much the same thing. You know, I do a lot of building the Positivity Effect behind the scenes stuff in the morning.
So you might be getting up at like 8 or 9 in the morning and then recording through until 6 or 7 on those days as well.
Getting up around 6:30.
And you said on the other days, you do some editing as well before you go to work.
Yes, so those days I get up around 6.
So, I mean, I'm not surprised you struggle to get out of bed in the morning. You know, because one of the things that pops up again and again is doing less. You know, Da Vinci said, you know, the man who does less achieves more. And I wonder how long term, even with someone with so much knowledge of this field and spreading so much positivity to so many people, I wonder about that schedule, because 6 days a week of that, wow, I'd be knackered. Which, by the way, that's an English word for tired. I don't know if you have that.
For tired, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's, because I just opened my practice not too long ago, and it's been great. It's really been taken off nicely, but I think it's a short-term goal of all these hours. Yeah. Right now, I'm just trying to really to build it up, and it's actually, you know, just it's been a blessing, really, these shows, because it actually...
Yeah, and it's helping so many people as well. I mean, you're doing a great job.
Thank you, thank you. And yeah, and that's kind of, when we think about my own schedule, that's what I think about is once the practice starts to grow, my goal is to then give back in another way by hiring somebody. You know, that was always been, it's one of my dreams is to also provide a living for somebody. So I'm excited about that. I'm not at the point yet where I'm going to be able to hire somebody, but that'll be interesting once I can make that switch where I'm able to kind of step behind the scenes a little bit more. You know, it's still very in the early stages. That's why it's like anybody listening is like, wow, that is a crazy, crazy schedule. But
yeah,
That's the goal, you know. And sometimes,
what do you do on Sundays?
Sundays is
I hope you relax.
church day.
Yeah. Okay. All day.
No, not all day. Not all day. A big release for me is I sing and play guitar at church.
Yeah.
And
I've checked your website as well. You also dance badly at weddings, right?
I am terrible at weddings. Everybody knows me. Well, I don't know. Some people tell me unless they're just blowing steam up. You know, they're telling me I'm a good dancer, but. I'm that guy, you know, at the wedding. I'm Tom.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy. Yeah. I even have a hashtag. It's hashtag Tom at wedding. So it's
that's cool. You know, you've made it when you got a hashtag.
When you got a hashtag, and it's funny. I don't know if anybody's done this, but it's hilarious. If you go to a wedding and you do you guys have selfie sticks in the UK?
Yeah.
Hilarious. I started doing that. Like, it took my dancing game to a whole nother level. Because you're selfie sticking it up. You got people jumping in. I remember I went to this wedding recently. It was a friend of mine, and his wife, her side of the family is all Latino, so they love dancing. Latin people love to dance, and it was like once the selfie stick came out, it was like, oh, people went crazy. It was hilarious.
Really,
I had like
really,
60 people behind me, and we were like filming, and it was like, I think I almost like stole the light from the photographer there. It was a lot of fun. But
well, you know, I mean, what's interesting is you were saying you struggle to get out of bed in the morning sometimes, or you struggle to feel that 100% energy. And you know, I'm not surprised if you've got that 6 day a week schedule, and then you're selfie sticking it up on Saturday night on the dance floor. You need a lot of energy to be. No, you need to be selfie sticking it up with 100% energy.
That's
and motivation.
Right. Oh, and I do. If you ask anybody that knows me, they're like, the guy, and I'm very honest. I usually have no drinks in me as well.
Yeah.
So I'm completely sober, and everybody's like, where does he get that energy? And I think it just comes back to this message, man, that we provide on the show is, and what you do too, Tony, is coming from a heart, a place of gratitude and a place of providing value for the world. And you're able to almost, you know, not again, this is not a schedule I would like to have forever. I have to, you know, it's just right now I'm on the grindstone right now, and I'm really looking to provide a lot of value right now. And it's going to transition eventually. And those are the things people don't see behind the scenes, you know, all the time and the effort that we put into the things we build. But that when you're able to come from that place of value, right? And I'm sure that you could attest to this too when you started building Zestology, is that you can almost like take from this bottomless pit of energy because it changes your own life.
I'm not sure I agree with that. I mean, actually, that's because that's not the case for me. Certainly, it does energize me and it does motivate me.
Yeah.
But for me, you know, and we look at lots of different things, you know, and we tested all out as well. So might be supplements that you take in the morning. It's definitely a lot of diet and nutrition. It's definitely lifestyle practices and meditation and everything else as well. But every once in a while, you've got the MCT oil you're holding up to the camera as well. I love a bit of MCT oil. But it's, you know, for me, as well as that, it's doing less and building long periods into my week where I'm actually doing very little, because I just realize now that I've always been like you, super motivated, super high achiever, super type A personality. But actually, in terms of my well-being and questioning why was I working so hard, I'm not sure that was actually doing me so much good, because life is there to be enjoyed as well. I've been taking a lot more holidays recently. I was just in Puerto Rico a couple of weeks ago, and then I came to New York, which I know is where you are, for a couple of days on the way home. And just that kind of thing, you know, it's just so great to really switch off and recharge. And I think switching off has been one of the themes that has popped up again and again amongst guests that I've spoken to.
Yes. You know, that's definitely... if we keep talking about my own life, that's a big a change that I'm making, is just, you know, there has to be a switch off when you just completely disconnect at night. You know, for me, that's 5 p.m. I do not look at anything after 5 p.m. I try not
to. You don't?
I'm trying
to. You don't look at your iPhone?
Oh, no. That's the goal. That is like the, trust me, I stumble all the time. It's like, but that's what I has in my journal, in my, that daily journal is, Tom, all right, you didn't do it again today, but tomorrow, disconnect. You have to cut it off, because I found the days that I do disconnect, like you said, man, like my next day, I have so much more mental space. I have so much more clarity.
Tom, here's the thing for you. Do you know that many people now spend more time gazing into screens than they do into the eyes of people on a daily basis?
Yes. Think about, we just were talking about weddings, people that they're holding up an iPad watching the first dance of a loved one, when they could be watching it with their eyes in high def.
So sad, isn't it, though? You know, I mean, you might go to an office, sit in front of a screen for 8 hours, come home, and rather than look into the eyes of a warm, living, breathing, unpredictable human being, look at your phone or the TV for 3 or 4 hours. It's not the way us humans were meant to be. And, you know, certainly escaping the screens has been such a theme in terms of switching off with people that I've interviewed. And then I started tracking my own energy levels, because I like to switch off in blocks of 2 hours at a time. And I try and do it each day for one 2 hour block. Sometimes it will be like 6 hours or 8 hours. And I start to find out that the more I switched off the screens on a particular day, the more my energy levels increased. So I had a kind of spreadsheet. I'm a bit of a geek, and I was filling out a spreadsheet at the end of every day. And I was, you know, giving my energy levels a mark out of 10, and then how long I'd switched off for. And it turned out if I switched off for 8 hours a day or more, my energy levels would increase by up to 20%. And I think the reason for this is just
that's
because
a big number.
Yeah, because it makes you so much more present. It makes you live in the moment and appreciate your surroundings, smell the coffee, and enjoy life.
Right. No, that, I think everybody has to hear that number again. You started tracking 20%. Mm. Wow. Like, and I'm sure, you know, when you're, and now if we're just on the topic of business, when you're sitting down and you're trying to build a new idea, you know, into Zestology, would you say, like, when there's a week when you're stressed, when your energy levels are low, the ideas aren't flowing as much because you didn't give yourself some time to just disconnect? And when usually those are the times when you disconnect, when some of the greatest ideas come in.
Which can be annoying. I mean, I love yoga, actually. And I was doing yoga yesterday. And I had this idea for my podcast for Zestology halfway through. And I was like, no, look, you know, this is my kind of moment of peace and quiet in the day. This is the moment to kind of engage and be present. But instead, I was thinking about this idea. Now, after about half an hour, I managed to kind of let it go and be more present. But that's what happens when you start to switch off, you know, that the creativity starts to flow. And that's when it can get really exciting.
What has been your experience? You know, it's been rocking and rolling for a year and a half, you know. Let's talk about some of just, I'm sure, you know, people reach out to you and they say, this is impacting my life in this way and that way. You know, what is, when you kind of look at it now, looking back, you know, what has been really the reaction you've had in your own mind?
Well, firstly, you know, in terms of the illness that I had, in terms of the kind of 3 months off work with this virus that I got in the Philippines in the middle of the jungle, people have kind of got in touch and said, that they it was nice to know that other people had gone through the same thing and come out the other side, which is really nice. And then in terms, you know, I've deliberately aimed the podcast at, whilst it's, you know, it's quite a narrow niche, it's about energy, it's a very general topic, and I have, you know, stand-up comedians and film directors and authors and sports stars who come on the show. So it's, you know, it's quite a broad scope of guests that come on because I want it to be entertaining. And I think I like it when people say they enjoy listening and they, you know, take a few ideas from it as well. And one of the things that I really loved was my second podcast. Question I ask everyone at the end of the show is, you know, what is one thing that you'd recommend to live with more energy, vitality, and motivation? And a guy I was interviewing said, I just think it's great when you get outside your comfort zone and you push yourself a little bit. And the next day I spoke to my mum and she was like, I've booked a walking holiday. And I was like, right. And she said, yeah, I'm going on my own with loads of people I don't know, but should be fun. And, you know, my mum's never booked a walking holiday on her own before, but she did that because of listening to my podcast, which was pretty cool. So, yeah, it's lovely getting that kind of feedback.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Tony, so let's talk about, you know, ways that, what are some ways, you know, we can continue on the topic of my own schedule. I'm a busy guy. And even someone that's listening, they're driving on the way to work. Maybe they have the same thing. They have an hour long commute and they're just like, I have a long day. What are some like little micro tactics that they can do to kind of build some more energy into their life? You know, a big goal of mine is I try to take a nap every day for 20, 30 minutes. And yeah. I found doing that has really, really improved even how I sleep at night too. So yeah, I'd love for you to just kind of share some of these little tactics that somebody can implement into their life.
Well, either taking a nap, and I'm a big fan of naps as well, either taking a nap or some kind of meditative practice has been a theme again and again. So looking into that if you don't already. And by the way, if you think meditation is a little bit woo-woo, then just work it out, because top CEOs, leaders in business, sport, politics, finance are doing this stuff to give themselves more energy. And here's a pro tip. It works a lot better than a coffee to have a nap or a bit of meditation.
We should recap, you know, we should recap on that, you know, that effect of coffee. You know, it's you take it and then it's just, you have a little upshot and then you're going back down. And then it's not a sustainable thing.
I do like coffee and I do have coffee in the morning. But yeah, if you're drinking coffees, especially after 2 p.m., then have a little nap or a little meditative moment instead and see how it goes. Some of the other things we've looked at, we looked at quite a few supplements which help give more energy. And it's interesting because when I did the tracking, when I was a geek and I got my spreadsheet and I tracked for about 9 months my energy levels, and I wrote down a lot of stuff. And I tracked a lot of supplements. I tracked some of the food that I ate, lifestyle practices as well. There was something that really made a big benefit, up to 20%, and that was switching off the screens for a certain amount of day, and I still do that. And there was something else that made a massive difference in a negative sense, i.e. if I didn't do this thing on a particular day, my energy levels would be down by 22%, I think it was. And I looked at the data, I was like, I can't believe what this is. Do you know what that might be?
No, what was that?
It was on a day when I didn't schedule any fun into my day. And I read this book by this guy called Charlie Hone, who I don't know if you heard him. Wow. He was Tim Ferriss's assistant for a while. And he wrote this book called Play. And the whole point of the book, and the whole theme of the book, is all about going from a job where he worked 18 hours a day and actually stepping back from life a little bit more. And he said, you know, then he scheduled some time to go and throw a frisbee in the park every day with his friend. And just that little act of fun made him feel so much more alive and so much kind of more motivated. And in terms of my energy levels, on the days I had some fun, and I obviously had to track that as well by giving myself a fun score out of 10, I felt so much more energized. But on the days that I didn't have any fun, that was when the impact really, I really noticed it with low energy levels.
That's interesting. You know, I think when we think about energy levels in the health niche, you know, there's so much conversation about nutrition, about supplements, about like things you put in your body, which absolutely are important and essential. But man, I don't think enough people are talking. And that's, I love that you're sharing that message. It's just, you know, having a little fun.
Well, that's the interesting thing, Dr. Tom, because I, you know, the all the supplement, and I love a good supplement. And none of the supplements came out anything like as much as 20% difference. In fact, the supplement that worked best was magnesium, and that was transdermal magnesium, and it increased my energy levels by about 2.1% per day. So all those supplements, everything that we worry about, every time we go to the doctor and we ask about what might help us, you know, live with more energy, unfortunately, it's nothing like as powerful as sleeping well and making some lifestyle changes to improve your vitality.
Absolutely. So let's, you know, can you really quickly maybe outline for those listening, if they want to try to track, you know, where would they start? How would they do this? What does that look like? You know, what can they do to really kick it off?
Well, I mean, it's really interesting. I've learned a lot on my tracking journey. And by the way, if anyone wants to contact me, I'm happy to kind of talk them through a bit of tracking themselves, because I've started to work with a few other people on tracking too. And you can go to my website, which I'm sure we'll mention at the end of the show. So yeah, I started setting up an Excel spreadsheet and giving myself some fairly subjective ratings. So my energy level out of 10 on a particular day, my fun level out of 10, or whatever it is you might want to track. And then writing down the things that I did or didn't do. So like magnesium, putting a yes in the column there. And then I was like, well, I've got all this data and I don't really know what to do with it. And I must admit, it was quite hard analyzing it. Thankfully, people have invented apps which are just as good. And now there are some great apps out there which are doing the job of tracking really well. I've been using one for a few months called My Symptoms, and I think it's excellent. It's really good. I should say about tracking, I do think that it can slightly rule your life. So I think only track the stuff that you want to work on. I wanted to work on my energy for a while, but I feel like I'm happy with that now.
That's and a good
I
know point, what, yeah.
Yeah, and I know about escaping the screens, and I know that works for me. Now I'm trying to, like, I've often had quite a kind of sensitive stomach, a dodgy stomach. So I'm using this My Symptoms app, tracking what I've eaten, what supplements I've taken, whether I've meditated and worked out and all the rest of it, and then seeing, you know, when my stomach is bad, what factors might come into play. But the great thing is, the app does it all for you at the touch of a button. So yeah, it's called My Symptoms. I think it's a good app. I contacted the owner a few days ago and I said, look, I'm a bit of a tracking geek and I think it's really good. And here's a couple more suggestions for how you can make it better. And he actually, to be fair, he sent me a really long email back saying, thanks so much. I've put them on my list of things to do and we're so proud of the app. So I think it's a good one.
Awesome. Awesome. Man, Tony, so much value. I definitely myself, I'm going to go back and listen to this again. This was just so much awesome stuff.
Thanks,
man. And thank you. Really, really awesome conversation. And I just want to say thank you to you also for spending some time with me. And, yeah, you know, well, actually it was, I really appreciate too that you challenged me a little bit in this episode. That was very powerful because like you said, you think you just hear the host, but you never know what's going on in the host life too. So, definitely very powerful. And, the last thing I like to do at the end, and I do it with all my guests, I just want to ask you one last question.
Yeah.
But I want to say, if you were at the end of your life, you know, and you were reflecting on everything that you've done, you've created, everything you've been through, what impact would you want to be remembered for?
Wow, it's a deep question. I guess professionally, having been a good communicator, because I think there's very few things that we do really well in this world. And yep. I've been lucky enough to end up in a job which I really love. And I'm not sure if I was a particularly good communicator 20 years ago, but hopefully I'm kind of fairly okay now just by dint of the fact that I'm on a sports channel 4 days a week and I get to do this podcast.
Say that again too. How long you've been working at this?
Oh yeah, I've been doing it 20 years. I started working in radio in 96.
Right. That's important to hear is like, guys, we're all working towards something and it's not always going to be an overnight thing. Put in the effort every single day towards what you're trying to achieve. This was just an amazing, really transformational conversation for myself. And I hope you guys got a lot out of it is that even when you're, you know, the goals are very important too, but you have to also work into your life. When you're thinking about your energy levels, you got to work in some techniques to relax yourself, some techniques to disconnect.
And you got to get a selfie stick and you got to dance.
And you like got to.
It's the last wedding you're ever going to.
Yes, yes. And you will. Hey, we talk about the ripple effect, the positivity effect. You will create a positivity effect. So, Tony, I'm so inspired, man. Thank you so much for chatting it up with me today and yesterday. And I could definitely say that you know, I'm sure everybody listening has been inspired as well.
Thanks, Dr. Tom. It's been an absolute pleasure. And hopefully get you on Zestology at some point as well. It'd be great to talk to you.
Absolutely. And one last quick time. What's the best place right now today that everybody can connect with you?
Yeah, if you search for Zestology on iTunes with a Z, Zestology, you can find it. And that's my podcast. Or you can find my website, which is Tony Wrighton. That's with a W, TonyWrighton.com.
That's it. Boom. Thank you so much, Tony, for coming on.
Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Take care.
Yeah. Cheers. Bye.
Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Positivity Effect. I promise to keep sharing inspiring stories with the guests every single day. I hope you feel inspired, and I hope that we stirred some self-reflection in you on topics like transparency, compassion, and empathy. Please check out the website at positivityeffect.com. Sign up for the newsletter, and I'll send you some tips to get you thinking more positively. If you're really enjoying The Positivity Effect, please tell someone about the show. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity throughout our world, something that we need so desperately today. So thanks again so much for listening. See you tomorrow for another episode of The Positivity Effect.